Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is your Eastern Sierra Now news update, where we keep it factual, timely, and occasionally sprinkled with the kind of wit that pairs well with, well, maybe a slice of cheese pizza. Yes, it's National Cheese Pizza Day. So feel free to judge the news today the same way you judge your pie, hot, fresh, and hopefully not too cheesy. Coming up, we got a groundbreaking in Mono County. New ways you can get trained to help your community, a festival that's just around the corner, some opportunities for local music instructors, plus your weekly Caltrans roadwork rundown, and of course, sports and weather. So buckle up, because the only thing moving faster than the traffic on 395 is this lineup. Mono County leaders broke ground earlier this week on a new modern jail at 221 Twin Lakes Road aimed at replacing the outdated detention center currently in use. The facility, constructed over roughly 27,000 square feet and estimated at $30.5 million, is expected to be completed by fall of 2027, designed to align with Assembly Bill 109, which shifted responsibilities for certain offenders to local jurisdictions. The facility will feature approximately 50 beds, multiple housing units with day rooms, enclosed outdoor recreation areas, and full-service intake, release, medical, kitchen, and laundry facilities. Supervisor Peters called the groundbreaking a necessary investment in our public safety infrastructure, emphasizing how the new facility will allow law enforcement to operate more safely and efficiently while meeting state mandates. Sheriff Braun added that the upgraded environment will enable better rehabilitation opportunities in a safer setting. The construction is also expected to boost the local economy by providing jobs for skilled workers and laborers. A free community resource navigator training is being offered on September 9th from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Elks Lodge. This event is an opportunity for community members to better understand social service systems in the community, connect yourself and others to service in the community, and build trust between community members, such as providers, frontline workers, and more. Lunch is included, and attendees can create their own resource binders, perfect for frontline workers, tribal partners, law enforcement service providers, and interested family members. Friends, neighbors, and anyone who wants to lend a hand, helping hand, interested community members should check the Eastern Sierra Now website or call 760-873-HOPE for more information. The Inyo Council for the Arts has announced that online ticket sales for the Mill Pond Music Festival will close as of today, September 5th. Tickets will still be purchased at the gate, provided the event hasn't sold out. Festival highlights include artists like Sage Romero, Bodie 601 Trio, The Vaudevillain, and Wolf Jet, and workshop tents set for more intimate performances, arts and music workshops for families, pondside yoga, and a Sunday pancake breakfast. Volunteers are still needed in several areas, such as ambassadors, hospitality, food, merchandising for the night shift, setup, teardown, and gate night shift. With a free festival entry offered as a thank you, the festival is fast approaching, so if you want to take advantage, you better act fast. Meet Faultline 395, your mountain-born apparel brand, born in Mammoth Lakes, California. Faultline 395 fuses high-performance fabrics, breathable, weather-ready blending, the best of alpine tech with streetwear and workwear attitude. Their gear isn't just for vertical ventures. It's crafted for real life at altitude. From shredding pow to skating downtown or tossing the pizza back at the brewery, looking good doesn't mean sacrificing function. They're independently owned, bootstrapped, and small batch. Unique? Check. Sustainable? Double check. And if your gear doesn't live up to the mountains, they've got a happiness guarantee. Repairs, replacements, or refunds straight from the owner's inbox. If you're not stoked, Faultline 395, where mountain meets street, performance meets personality, and every piece is born to explore. Visit faultline395.com and gear up for your next ascent. Looking to teach music? C5 Studios is currently looking for individuals with a passion for music who are interested in teaching folks in the community to read and play music. They are looking for anyone with knowledge of string or percussion instruments or the voice. If you are interested, please send a short bio or resume to contact@c5studios.org along with any questions you may have. Additionally, you can find more information at easternsierranow.com. For your commute next week, here's the latest from Caltrans. Caltrans has issued its weekly traffic advisory covering work in Eastern, Kern, Inyo, and Mono counties from September 8th through September 12th. In Kern County, crews will begin work on State Route 14 and eastbound State Route 58 to repair guardrails. The on-ramp will be closed during work hours, so plan accordingly. On US 395 near Jack's Ranch Road, crews will also be repairing guardrails, causing one-way traffic control and delays. Utility work is also starting next week on SR 178 with one-way traffic control expected. In Inyo County, the Mill Creek Chip Seal Project on US 395 will begin causing intermittent lane closures and delays. Utility work will also begin on State Route 127 near State Line Road, causing one-way traffic control. And in Mono County, the Mammoth Grand Fondo Bicycle Race will close State Route 120 East this Saturday until 10 a.m. Intermittent closures of State Route 203 should also be expected. Additionally, the Tioga Pass Run will take place this Sunday with runners on the shoulders of US 395 and Test Station Road. No lane closures are expected, but extra caution should be used. Next week, crews will begin tree work on US 395, causing inside lane and median closures. Utility work will also begin on US 395 near State Route 89, 203, US 395, State Route 270, State Route 158, and US 395 near State Route 167, causing one-way traffic controls or just lane closures in the case of State Route 203. Expect delays and use caution around crews as they work. For more information on these upcoming projects, please visit easternsierranow.com. Remember, stay alert, slow down in work zones, and move over when possible. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better, make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. On to the events taking place this week. The June Lake Jam Fest is beginning today and will continue through Sunday. Celebrate 10 years of this event with artists like Groove Session, Wolf Jet, Love Mischief, and The Alligators. Ambiguous Healing Art Moments in Time, a show by artist Chris Pohag, is opening tonight at C5 Art Studios with a reception taking place from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow, the Mammoth Grand Fondo Bicycle Race will be taking place starting at 6 a.m. at the Village in Mammoth. It's a beautiful 102-mile race, so good luck to all the racers. Also, tomorrow, the Wild Together Market will be taking place in the Bar Sierra parking lot starting at 9 a.m. Also, over the weekend, an All About Black Bears pop-up table will be at the Twin Lakes Picnic Area and Coldwater Campground from 12 to 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, respectively. And at Minaret Cinemas tomorrow, watch the film Girl Climber about climber Emily Harrington starting at 7:30 p.m. On Sunday, the Tioga Pass Run will take place starting at 6 a.m. in Levining. Good luck to all the runners taking place in the race over the next weekend. Lastly, the Midwatch will be performing at Distant Brewing on Sunday starting at 6 p.m. As always, be sure to check out the easternsierranow.com/events page for more information on these events, or just download the new mobile app. You'll love it. Time for today's Mammoth Mountain Bike Report. Yes, the bike park is open and ready to roll, with daily lifts served hours from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and shuttle service until 5:30. You've got plenty of time to lap the mountain. Nearly all trails remain open, but the summer season won't last forever. Riders can choose from 84 miles of trails ranging from beginner loops in the Discovery Zone to adrenaline-charged pro runs like Velocity and Chainsmoke. Essentially, like rentals, tune-ups, and protective gear, they're all available in the Village at Main Lodge. Whether you're just learning or pushing towards pro terrain, Mammoth delivers safe, serviced, and scenic mountain biking for everyone.
Inyo County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
And for the section you have all been waiting for, your local sports brought to you by Back Alley Bull and Grill. In high school football action, the Bishop Broncos JV squad delivered a dominant performance last week, defeating Mission Prep 14-0. Points came from Oscar Henriquez and Alexis Guerrero. The shutout marks a confident showing from the young Broncos. Meanwhile, the Bishop Bronco varsity volleyball team soared to a straight set victory over Manual Christian yesterday, clinching a 3-0 win. Junior Scarlett Buchholz powered the offense with 6 aces, while senior Maddie Binninger led the attack with 7 kills. Hats off to the JV football team for a textbook execution, and congratulations to the volleyball squad for being precision powered. Those aces and kills didn't just win sets, they showed you've got rhythm, reach, and resolve. Remember to swing by Back Alley Bull and Grill afterward to celebrate. Whether you're fueling up after a match or just stopping by for community vibes, got your post-game spot covered. And here's your weather spotlight. First stop, Bishop, looks like your weekend is for a sun-drenched reprise. Getting tired of this. Friday through Sunday, expect mostly sunny skies and daytime highs climbing from around 90, reaching a sizzling 94 on Saturday, then easing back to 92 on Sunday. Nights will quickly cool, dipping into the upper 40s to lower 50s. So pack the lightweight jacket for evening strolling or for the late night bull run. Meanwhile, up in Mammoth Lakes, mornings are crisp and evenings downright bracing. Fridays bring beautiful skies, so you might notice a veil of smoke in the air. So you might want a mask if you're stepping out in the fresh air. The day will barely hit 72 before sliding to 40 at night. Saturday burns off the haze, giving way to clear skies and highs near 72, with lows hanging around 38. Sundays cool further, hovering in the low 70s by day and dipping near 38 after dark. Perfect layering weather. So there you have it. Whether you're grilling in Bishop's heat or chilling out by the peaks in Mammoth, the weekend sets you up for sunshine, standout weather, and just enough to chill to keep things interesting. That's a wrap for today's Eastern Sierra Now News. A big thank you to our sponsor, Faultline 395, Mammoth's own Mountain Born apparel brand. Check them out and level up for your Sierra style. Don't forget, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and follow us across social media and stay connected for more updates, stories, and the occasional pizza pun. After all, if life gives you lemons, squeeze them all over your fish taco. But if life gives you cheese pizza, well, just eat it. Thanks for tuning in, Eastern Sierra. We'll see you next time.